Daphne. Hey, Niles.
Come on in.
Is Fraser here? I need him to approve the latest version of his bio.
Why does he keep updating his bio? What's changed in the last few years? Oh, his date of birth. He's now 4 years younger than I am.
Well, that's silly. Does everyone fake their age in radio?
No.
Ross, please, sit down. I'm glad you're here. There's something we want to ask you. When Niles and I get married, it would make us very happy if you would serve as maid of honor.
Really? I'm so touched. I don't know what to say. Oh, no, of course. Of course I'll do it.
Now, set aside September 1st.
Oh, is that Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, is that a problem?
Well, there's this picnic I always go to, and I make the potato salad. What am I saying? Your wedding is more important than potato salad or any salad.
Then it's settled.
I'll make the potato salad the night before, and I'll just get someone. I'll figure it out.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh,
look who's here. It's my little brother, Fraser.
I brought your new bio.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll have to deal with that tomorrow, Ross. I got to be cross town in half an hour. I'm previewing the new Benjamin Locklear exhibit, and then I'm having dinner with the artist afterward. Promises to be a very exciting evening.
And what lucky lady are you sharing it with?
Well, I'm going alone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, don't be. Truth is, I'm a pretty terrific date. Yes. I know when to arrive. I know when to call it a night. And frankly, I always leave myself wanting more.
Oh, it's too bad Dr. Crane doesn't have anyone to share these things with.
I know. When was the last time he seriously dated anyone?
Mm. Well, that would be Claire, but that was months ago.
We should set him up with someone.
Well, it seems to me he's choosing not to date.
I have this friend at yoga he might like.
No, she sounds flaky. I have the perfect person for him.
Well, you know, he's always been completely capable of meeting people on his own.
No, we should go with my person first. You don't have the best track record.
Me? Whenever you've set me up with guys, I knew they were losers the second I saw them. It turned out to be bad in bed, too.
Well, there's no reason we both can't try to set him up with someone.
Okay, but we have to find someone who's gorgeous, sexy, and smart.
Smart's good, but I'm not a fanatic about it.
It's not for you, it's for Dr. Crane.
Yes. Even though he's expressed no dissatisfaction with his love life whatsoever, these two have decided to make it their mission to find him a mate.
It's not a bad idea. It's been a long time since Fraser was excited about somebody. I kind of miss that spring in his step, you know? The nervous energy he gets where every first date might be the one. The electricity of that 30-point self-inspection before he rolls out of the showroom.
He says he's happy.
Isn't that what you would have said, too, before your brother helped bring us together?
That's my point exactly. Let's start calling babes.
What about Caroline? She'd get along great with your brother.
Is she the one missing a tooth?
She had it replaced. That dental school did a good job, too. You can only tell it's fake under a black light. What about Jennifer? She's pretty smart. She has those perky breasts.
Wouldn't call him perky so much as... Don't remember Jennifer. Well, besides, didn't Fraser already go out with her?
Oh, you're right. Well, that's everyone I know. Oh, it's too bad. I was hoping we could help.
Yeah. There is this one woman I know, Lisa. She'd be great. They share a lot of interests. She even owns a bookstore.
You've been holding out on me.
Well, she's a former patient, so that's kind of a ethical gray area. I'm not sure I'm comfortable setting her up with Fraser.
Well, what if she didn't know you were setting her up? You could point her out to me, and I could strike up a friendship. We could go out for coffee, see movies, tell each other everything. Yeah, maybe I was a little hasty in making Rosmer maid of honor.
As soon as she finds out you're my fiancé, well, here's my ethical dilemma again.
Well, what if they just happen to meet by themselves?
Like at her bookstore?
Exactly.
Fraser is always going to bookstores. She does own a bookstore. Over time, it's highly probable he would find himself in her bookstore. Perhaps I could just place them within range of one another, and I'd just stay out of sight.
That'll do. So what does she look like anyway?
Oh, my God, she's gorgeous. She has these... I'd have to check my notes.
Well, it's a lovely little bookstore, Niles, but I hardly see how it's worth driving all the way across town. Doesn't seem to have much of a selection.
Well, they may not cater to all tastes, but I'm confident you'll find something to pique your interest. Daphne had asked me to provide her with a reading list, you know, to broaden her mind.
Oh, that's admirable.
Yeah, and I was thinking of starting with Shakespeare. You have such a grasp of his work, I was wondering if you could help me make a selection.
Well, of course, although I'm a bit surprised. I mean, you always considered yourself the more well-versed.
Well-versed, yes, but you're the expert.
Waited since third grade to hear you say that.
You know, maybe she'd appreciate Shakespeare more if she knew something about him. Perhaps a biography.
It's good thinking.
Although philosophy is the basis of all thought, any mind-broadening exercise should begin with philosophy.
Very well.
Or sports. No philosophy.
You're certain?
Unquestionably. Go, go.
Can't say I agree with everything in there, but it's a place to start.
Oh, there's a little tear in the cover. Would you get me another copy?
Good heavens, Niles, what am I, your lackey?
No. I'm just engrossed in this Heroes of Nascar.
Fine. Here you go. Pristine condition.
Thank you.
You know, while we're here, I'd like to try to find a book on the early British monarchy. I've recently read The Isles, a history, and they didn't go into as much detail as I might have liked about the Plantagenets.
Well, you know, why don't you ask someone here? I found the staff here very knowledgeable.
Well, yes, all right, I'll be right there. Excuse me. Do you happen to have a book on the Plantagenets?
That's like a banana, right?
Never mind.
Any luck?
Finding dunderheads, yes.
Well, maybe you should ask someone else.
All right.
Can I help the next person?
Or maybe what we should do is just pay for our books and go.
Well, Niles, we just got here. You're acting very strangely.
No, I'm not.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, a dizzy spell.
There's a footstool in the Shakespeare section. Why don't you just go have a seat for a minute?
I'll be fine. You just pay for the books.
Right, yes, of course.
Clark, can you take over?
Sure. Hello again.
Yes, hello.
So, did you find what you're looking for?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Oh, I have book lovers discount.
Ah, we don't accept that.
Independent booksellers?
No.
Bibliophiles? Dewey Decimal discount? Dust jacket gang?
I'm sorry, we do have our own card. It's $25.
$25 for a little card?
You get 15% off all purchases.
Very well. How much will I save today?
The discount starts with your next purchase.
What? What kind of a Ponzi scheme are you operating here?
Store policy.
I would like to speak with the store owner, please.
Ooh. What's going on?
I'm going to give the owner a piece of my mind.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Forget it. I don't want the book.
Yes, you do. You're getting the book.
No, I don't.
You're getting the book and a discount.
Lisa, we have a card challenge at checkout.
No. Challenge withdrawn.
Over my protest.
No. Look, we're leaving. Everything's okay.
All right. You know, by the way, you have an alphabetical misfire, but I'm not telling you where.
I just know the two of you are gonna hit it off.
I thought you were always complaining you're such a tight ass.
Not complaining, bragging. You know, that I work with someone who's got such a tight ass. Frasier, Susanna. Susanna, this is Frasier.
Come on in. Roz has told me all about you.
He's told me all about you, too.
Oh.
I thought since you were making dinner, I'd add a little contribution of my own. It's nothing special, just a key lime pie.
Oh,
Nothing special. She made the whole thing herself from scratch. The crust, the meringue. She even baked it in a pie plate she fired in her own home kiln.
In my spare time, I use my power of invisibility to fight crime.
Am I overselling this a little?
Just a bit, yes, Roz. I'll just go put this in the kitchen. Why don't you ladies make yourselves comfortable? Would anyone care for some wine?
Thank you.
Sure. Frasier knows pretty much everything there is to know about wine. Tell us some things about wine, Frasier.
Sometimes you have to know when to put a cork in it. So, Roz, where's Roger?
Oh, I don't know. I'll call him and see what's holding him up. You know, Susanna, now would be a good time to show Frasier your portfolio. Susanna's an artist.
Oh.
She even has a gallery that shows her paintings exclusively.
It's not so much a gallery as a restaurant / bowling alley.
She's a hell of a bowler, too. Someone better snatch her up before she joins a league, and there go her Saturday night.
Roz, go make your call, all right? Here we are.
Thank you. I don't usually travel with my portfolio, but she made me bring it.
I'm glad she did. I actually fancy myself a bit of a collector. I'd love to see it.
Oh, all right. But be gentle.
Of course. Oh, my. Well, that is interesting. It's quite remarkable, really.
Thanks. The original's hanging over the shoe rental.
Wonderful texture. And these blues... So much sadness.
Most people don't get that.
Yes, and your elongated figures are actually reminiscent of Modigliani.
That's interesting. Mm. I used to love Modigliani as a girl. Maybe I was subconsciously influenced by
him. Quite possibly, yes. And I see you're also a fan of Benjamin Locklear.
What?
Benjamin Locklear has a show.
I know who he is. His stuff isn't anything like mine.
Maybe you haven't seen his latest work. You see, I was... Just in attendance at his most recent opening, I purchased a fantastic piece myself. Here, let me show you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's magnificent, isn't it? You know, I'm thinking of putting it in my bedroom to set off the duvet.
That hack ripped me off.
Well, that's quite an accusation.
The guy is a thief. Everyone in the art community knows it.
Well, I consider myself a member of the art community. All I've heard is good things.
Oh, please. The guy steals from lesser-known artists and markets himself to suckers with more money than taste.
You know what? You're right. Maybe he did copy you. Maybe he got his inspiration one evening when he was out bowling a few frames.
I do not need to be insulted by someone who buys art because it matches his bedspread.
It's a duvet and you're delusional.
Dilettante.
Forger.
Man who uses the word duvet.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
She is crazy. That's how it's going.
And for your information, Benjamin Locklear is as overrated as your ass.
What the hell was that supposed to mean?
I have no idea. Have a nice weekend.
What's going on out here?
Let Roz set me up on a blind date with one of her friends.
Big waste of time, huh?
Well, there's pie.
Ooh. Homemade?
Yep.
Cherry?
Key lime.
I can live with that. Oh. Sorry, son. Tough break. Oh, I bet it's got a lard crust.
Brought you a fork,
Dad. Oh, thanks.
Wish I'd never let Roz set me up on that date.
Well, you know, you can't hit the ball unless you take a swing. Mm. Oh, now, there's this gal at the building
Dad,
where I work.
Dad. You're not proposing another blind date.
Now, she's a beautiful young lawyer, and she couldn't be nicer.
I am not interested.
Well, now, don't say that. You gotta see her.
Yeah.
Frasier, listen to me. You gotta see her.
A young lawyer, you say?
Thanks for meeting me here.
Sure.
I thought it would be nice. Have a drink before dinner.
You know, I don't think I've ever really been here before, but it does have a nice sort of neighborhood feel to it.
It is my favorite place.
So my dad tells me that you're a lawyer.
Actually, I'm a legal secretary, but I'm planning to go to law school next fall.
Oh, well, that's admirable. Thank you. Of course, you know, paradoxically, you'll have to pass the bar, if you expect to pass the bar.
You're so funny.
Oh. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Clint.
Nice to see you. Hey, that's a great sweater.
Oh, thank you.
So, what did my dad tell you about me?
Oh, he talks about you all the time.
Really?
Yes, he's very proud of you. But what he didn't tell me is how good-looking you are.
Well, thank you.
Compliments of the gentleman in the Hawaiian shirt.
Thanks, Graham.
So you know him?
Oh, you know.
Hey, you.
Hey.
Wouldn't mind stopping and smelling those roses.
Oh, you are so funny. Jason, this is Frasier. Frasier, Jason.
Nice to meet you.
So you owe me a pool game.
Another time.
Oh, sounds like somebody's scared.
Yeah, you. Scared of getting your ass kicked. Uh-huh. But it'll have to be another time. I'm on a date.
Frasier doesn't mind. You don't mind, do you?
Well, actually...
Thanks, Chet.
I'll be right back.
Mind if I break?
Sure, go ahead. Looks like your stripes.
Yep, you are definitely solid.
Shut up.
I got next game.
I'm after Graham.
So, how do you know Chris?
You know.
No, I really don't.
I got her next.
Oh, Chris, I got my car checked out. You were right. Was the transmission.
Then you owe me a picture.
Uh-huh. Oh! Ooh.
So, you know Chris a long time?
Who are you?
On her date.
Nice job. Very nice. Oh, it's hot tonight. Oh, yeah. So, who are you?
Excuse me. Hello? Oh, Dad. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's very pretty. And nice. A little too nice, perhaps.
Frasier, the table only takes quarters. Would you get some change?
You know, Chris, maybe we should cancel our plans for tonight.
What? Why?
Well, you're having such a good time with your crowd here.
No, I just have to teach this one guy a lesson, then I'm all yours, I promise.
Well, I guess I could ask the bartender for some change.
Oh, Smitty's too busy. But try next door at the dry cleaners. Tell them it's for me.
Thanks for the tip.
You are so sweet. Isn't Frasier sweet, guys?
I felt sure that Frasier was going to hit it off with Chris. She's really popular at the office.
Poor Dr. Crane. I feel like we failed him.
Well, I'm not ready to throw in the towel. There's this woman at the dog park.
Well, if you're going to try again, we should try again, too.
Maybe Frasier had the right attitude by leaving it up to fate.
There's nothing wrong with lending a helping hand. Maybe we were destined to fix him up with someone.
No, I'm afraid whatever we wanted for Frasier, fate had other plans.
Hi. Can you give me change for a dollar?
No change.
It's for Chris.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh. There you go.
Thank you.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh, Andy. Can you get out spray paint?
Well, how'd this happen?
I was at the new Benjamin Locklear exhibit, and this crazy woman came in and started ranting about how he'd ripped off her work, and then she started spray painting everything. Actually, I don't know if I should clean it or hold on to it till after she dies. You know, because art increases in value after the artist... Think you can get this out?
Hey, excuse me, you only gave me 3/4 and a nickel.
Huh, I guess I don't have any more quarters left. You want your dollar back?
Oh, I might have change. Let me look.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Gum, candy. Oh. Here you go.
Thanks. Don't you have a coat? It's kind of cold outside.
I just got spray paint on mine. I wanted to get it cleaned as soon as possible.
Did you put seltzer on it?
Of course.
You know, a lot of people mistakenly use lemon juice.
Oh. Which never works.
No. And it attracts bees.
I did not know that.
Well, I'm not exactly certain that it attracts bees, but, I mean, it does make sense, doesn't it?
Not really, but you say it with such authority, I bought it.
Do you play pool?
No.
Neither do I. Hi, my name is Fraser.
Hi.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Good night, everybody.